Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of DDoS? Like that mountain of tasks just keeps getting bigger, even as you stare at it with a mixture of dread and indecision. You know that feeling when an exciting project or your important goal just sits there, gathering dust while you scroll through social media or binge-watch something on Netflix. Well, my friends, welcome to the Stirred Mind Gym. I'm Dylan Brooks, your friendly neighborhood guide to conquering those mental hurdles and leveling up your life. And today, we're tackling a beast that plagues us all. Procrastination. But listen, before you tune me out thinking this is another lecture on discipline and willpower which, by the way, are important. Let me tell you, this isn't about shaming yourself into productivity. We're going to explore some practical strategies rooted in Stoic philosophy that actually work, no magic tricks or empty promises here. First things first. Procrastination is a sneaky beast disguised as self-care. We convince ourselves we need more time, more preparation, or that the task just isn't worth it right now. But deep down, we know those justifications are often fear in disguise, fear of failure, fear of success, even fear of getting started. So how do we break free? Here are 5 Stoic-inspired strategies to help you overcome procrastination and finally take action. 1. Identify your inner critic. That nagging voice telling you can't do it or it's not good enough. That's your inner critic whispering doubt and keeping you stuck. The Stoics would tell us to acknowledge this voice, but not give it power. Recognize its presence, then gently remind yourself that your thoughts are just thoughts, they don't define your reality. 2. Break it down. Ever stared at a giant project and felt overwhelmed? That's the procrastination trap. The Stoics believed in breaking down large tasks into smaller, manageable steps. Think of it like climbing a mountain, focus on reaching the next ledge, not the entire summit at once. Each small victory builds momentum and keeps you moving forward. 3. Focus on what you can control. We can't control everything that happens in life, but we can control our reactions. Instead of dwelling on what you can't do, focus on what you can influence: your effort, your attitude, your commitment to taking action. Remember, progress is better than perfection. 4. Practice mindfulness. That feeling of getting lost in the what-ifs or worrying about the future. That's procrastination disguised as anxiety. The Stoics advocated for mindfulness, being present in the moment and focusing on the task at hand. Practice taking deep breaths, grounding yourself in your surroundings, and bringing your attention back to the action you need to take. 5. Embrace imperfection. The perfectionist trap is a procrastination nightmare. We hold ourselves back because we're afraid of not doing things perfectly. The Stoics taught us that progress over perfection is key. Remember, done is better than perfect. Take action, learn from your mistakes, and keep moving forward. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you have this amazing idea for a creative project, a painting, a song, a story, anything that excites you. But instead of diving in, you find yourself caught in the procrastination spiral. I need more inspiration. It has to be perfect. What if it's not good enough? You keep scrolling through social media, comparing your ideas to others, and letting fear hold you back. Then, one day, you see a quote that resonates with you. The only limit to our realization of tomorrow will be our doubts of today. Suddenly, you realize the truth: your doubts are holding you hostage. Taking a deep breath, you decide to ignore the inner critic and take action. You start sketching, writing, or composing. It might not be perfect at first, but you're doing it. And as you create, you feel that rush of accomplishment, that sense of flow and joy that comes from bringing your vision to life. That, my friends, is the power of overcoming procrastination. So, what are you waiting for? Identify your inner critic, break down your goals, focus on what you can control, practice mindfulness, and embrace imperfection. Take action today, even if it's just a small step, and watch as those impossible dreams start to become reality. Remember, the only limit is the one you set for yourself. Don't let procrastination steal your time and your potential. Join me tomorrow for another dose of Stoic wisdom and mental fitness. Keep crushing it, world.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.